Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Idias, Perik Ches Mishnah Zayin. We begin now the last Mishnah of our Masechta, the last Mishnah of this long day in Masechta's Idias, where the Belazim and Azariah became Nasi, and everyone stated their halachas. You can rest assured for those great tzaddikim that were anxiously listening to all these halachas, the day was too short. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai the whole inyan of Bias HaMashiach, and that Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come before Mashiach comes. He won't add or take anything away from the Torah. He will fix the things that require a tikkun. But what are those things that Eliyahu will have to fix? Zakt the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said, Mekubalani me Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. I have a Kabbalah from Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Sheshama me Rabbi, who heard from his Rabbi, Verabbi me Rabbi, his Rabbi from his Rabbi, Halacha l'Moshe Mesinai. That this is what the Kadosh Baruch Hu was Megala to Moshe Rabbeinu and Har Sinai. She'ein Eliyahu, that Eliyahu Hanavi will not come L'tamei to tell everyone, that family, they're Aser. Ulatayr, or to say that, that family, they have a good Yichus. L'rachek, he won't come to distance a family. L'karev, or to bring them close. Let's say there's a certain family we think they have a good Yichus. Eliyahu won't say, let me tell you the truth. They're Aser. And if there's a family that we think they're Aser, he won't reveal that they're Mutter. Rather, what is Eliyahu Yanavi going to tell us when he comes? And the answer is he's going to come l'rachik to distance hamakayravin bizraya. There may have been families that we know there was a problem with their yichus, but they were powerful people, or a powerful person forced the kehillah to accept them. Now, after a while, people forgot that originally there was a problem. But everybody was scared to say that there's a problem. Eliyahu will remind us. Ula Karev, for that matter, he's going to bring close Hamerchakim Bezraya. There could have been people that really had a good kosher yichus, but for whatever reason, there were some powerful people that had a score to settle with them and said, no, there's a problem with them. Eliyahu is going to remind us that there's no problem with them. But again, if there's a family that really there's a problem with them, but no one remembers, snapshot that the people were threatened to accept them, Eliyahu is not going to say, I want to tell you the truth, that family really there's a problem with them? No. He's not going to do that. Because there's a halacha. That once a family with a problem with their yichus mixed with the community, and people forgot about it, we let it stay that way. And the Mishnah gives us some examples. Mishpachas beis Tzereifa, there was a family by the name of Tzereifa, which was known to be a kosher family. They lived the Eiver HaYarden, on the other side of the Yarden, where today is Jordan. V'richika ben Tzion b'Zraya, and Bet Tzion, he was a powerful person. He said, no, I don't let. No one can marry them. And he used Sheker to proclaim that the family is Aser, and he prevented their members from marrying other Yidden. V'oida Cheres HaYisasham, there was another family there. Also, on that same place, on the eastern side of the Yarden River, which was known to be Aser, but Vekerva ben Tzion b'Zraya, this same ben Tzion, who used force and maybe threats, he said, no, that family is Mutter. Kegon Elu? In these kinds of cases, Eliyahu Boletame, Eliyahu will come and set the record straight. He will come to treat what's Aser as Aser, Uletayr, and whose Mutter is Mutter, Lerachig Ulekarev, to distance them or to draw them near. Rabbi Huda says, Lekarev Avolel Lerachig. Yes, Eliyahu will say, there's a certain family, people stay away from them, but it's not true. They were a victim of a terrible person who forced them into that situation, but it's not true. There's really nothing wrong with them. That Eliyahu is going to do. Avolel Lerachig. But if there's a family, the people married them only because there may have been some dangerous, powerful person who warned, you better marry into these people, we're not going to say now, this family is really awesome. No, Eliyahu won't do that. Again, as explained earlier, once a family married into Klal Yisrael, we assume that it's Mutter. Rabbi Shimon says, Eliyahu is going to come for? Lahashvay Samachloikis. He'll come to Paskin who the halacha is like. in regard to a machloikis. The Tosfos Yom Tov says, a lot of times the Gemara says teiku. What does teiku mean? The literal taich of teiku is, we don't know what the answer is. But the Rashi Teva says, Tishbi, Liyo Yenovi is called Tishbi, Liyo HaTishbi, Yitaretz Kushis V'Abayis. He's going to resolve the difficulties and the questions. And that's what Rav Shimon is saying. The Chachamim and the Chachamim say, Loi L'Rachik V'Loi L'Karev, he won't come to distance families or to draw them near. You know what Liyo Yenovi is going to do when he comes? El Lassois Sholom B'Oilam. He's going to make Sholom in the world. He's going to stop the nations from going to war. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Hini Enoichi Shaleich Lachem Es Liyo Yenovi. And this comes from the Navi Malachi, who's the last Navi. The Rabbanu Shem says, I will send you Eliyahu HaNavi. The Heshev Lev Avos Al Banim. He's going to bring together, he's going to reconcile the hearts of fathers to sons. The Lev Banim Al Avosam, and the hearts of sons to their fathers. According to Rabbi Yeshua, what does it mean he's going to bring together the hearts of fathers to sons? No, it means Eliyahu is going to identify the children, the descendants of those who by force were removed from the Kehillah. And if you remember, this was the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua, he will identify those who really were problematic, but by force they were accepted. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Eliyahu will only go to the children of those who were unfairly, by some strong person, removed from the Kehillah. He's going to say they're really kosher, but not the other way. He won't distance the children of those that were forced in, even though there was a problem with them. And according to Rav Shimon, this pasuk means that Eliyahu is going to tell us what the halacha is. And Lev Ovetz Al Banim also means between Rebbeim and their Talmidim, that's called fathers and sons. And according to the Chachamim, it means that fathers and sons will live together b'shalom. Hadrin Allah, Masechtas Edyos.